Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning, witches. It is May 2nd, 2024. It is Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by me, Tanya. It's me. I'm here. Hello. How are you? We are talking about peonies, and we're going to talk about the color symbolism. So I don't know if your guys's like high school had this, but like once a year, I don't know if it was like the band or yearbook or who knows, but they would like have a day where you could buy flowers and have them sent to somebody. I think they were like carnations, but you could like spend like $3 and they would hand deliver a flower and you could pick colors based off of like the relationship. So like yellow would be friendship or something along those lines. And I don't know. I never got one. Which like, yeah, that was weird. No one liked me very much. But I always think about that when I see color meanings. I always flash back to like the, or maybe it was the cheerleaders. I don't know, but it was like to raise money. But whenever I see these, I always think about that. So let's talk about color symbolism. So white peonies symbolize bashfulness. So they're great to those times when you've said or done something you want to apologize for. Oh, I like that. Pink peonies are popular for wedding bouquets as they symbolize good luck and prosperity. Red peonies symbolize love, passion, honor, and respect. Coral peonies actually change color as they bloom. So it's associated with elegance, good fortune, success, and strong relationships. Purple peonies are associated with royalty, nobility, and dignity. And yellow is happiness, warmth, and friendship. So fun fact about peonies, some change colors. A peony plant can live for more than 100 years. Peonies love the sun and prefer at least 6 hours a day. Deer and bunnies hate peonies, but ants love them and they will cozy up inside of their beds. Super sweet. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from yahoofinance.com. Julia Fox embraces her inner goddess with awe-inspired jewelry collaboration that celebrates womanhood and bodily autonomy. So Julia Fox is embracing her inner goddess in a new campaign in collaboration with awe-inspired jewelry. The actress and Down the Drain author has partnered with the jewelry brand for the launch of their Lilith collection. Inspired by mythology surrounding the figure, Lilith takes inspiration from the narrative of a woman banished from the Garden of Eden due to her sexuality. Awe-inspired and Fox's take on the folklore yields a bold collection symbolizing liberation and bodily autonomy. Quote, Lilith embodies the idea of ultimate female freedom, Fox said of inspiration behind the collection. And I guess I can relate because the moment I stopped living and existing for the male gaze, I feel I became the truest version of myself and I immediately felt a difference in the way people would respond to me. So I'm actually curious about what these look like. So I'm going to look it up right now. Awe-inspired and Lilith. Let's see what comes up. So Awe-inspired, I'm sure you've seen it. It's fine jewelry. So it is pricey. And I want to see when you go to their website, I kind of expected to see like a big picture of like, oh, here she is. Julia Fox is Lilith. So let's look at the collection. Oh my gosh. The woman, the myth, the legend. And yeah, so there is a special edition Lilith necklace. Which, let me take a look at what this actually looks like. Like, what picture are they using of Lilith? So we have some wings, which is pretty common. She's holding the kind of ankh sort of thing that she holds in the statue at the British Museum. Kind of looks like she's holding a triple moon sign, which I don't know if that is traditionally associated with Lilith. And she's wearing a headdress. So she has wings, but they look like maybe more like dragon wings. I'm not seeing any association with owls, which I'm pretty sure Lilith has a strong connection to. But let me take a look at some of the other items. They have a ring that is kind of the same idea. And then like a generic moon. More moon, the same picture. Then we have a snake ring. And then this all feels very generic. I'm gonna be honest, I don't love this. As someone who knows a lot about Lilith, because I've edited books on her, and my best friend is super into Lilith, I'm gonna be honest and say I don't feel like this collection actually represents Lilith. There is a snake, which, yay. And they do have a Mother of Pearl, which I think Mother of Pearl is related to Lilith. But other than that, it's just kind of like the one kind of depiction of her, and then moons, which, yeah, I'm just really struggling to see that this actually is inspired by Lilith. That's my own opinion. And yes. All right, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, May 2nd. The waning crescent moon moves from the rebellious musings of Aquarius to the serene waters of Pisces today. Here, the moon squares Jupiter and Uranus. We're working through the unexpected things that have been coming our way and have hit upon an impasse. Will we accept these disturbances in our lives, or will we reject them as they put us off the path we intended for ourselves? You may be encountering more resistance today than you have in your recent past, but that doesn't mean that the effort is not worthwhile. Give yourself a break. If you don't, you may end up table flipping on an amazing opportunity that is not fully formed yet. So take a breath, take a moment, and then dive back in. Your daily moon mantra is, the difference between a mountain and a molehill is your perspective. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Attention, witches! This is Nina Moreau broadcasting a special alert from the Grimoire Society. We ask that witches please remember to subscribe to the new monthly newsletter. While we love psychically sending you every spell, recipe, penny dreadful, and conjure advice that we have, spirit representatives have asked that we cease clogging up the ether. We have contracted a special team of messenger pigeons to deliver your monthly newsletter directly to your doorstep. For only $5, you can sign up for this elusive serial at www.thegrimoiresociety.com. Remember, this notice is for witches only. If you are not a witch and have somehow come across this broadcast, you will forget all that you've heard in 3, 2.
All right, we are back. So we talked about Beltane yesterday and the history of it. So today we're going to talk about rituals that you can do for Beltane. And this comes to us from thornandclaw.com and 7 traditional ways to celebrate Beltane. So like we talked about yesterday, Beltane is a fire festival. It's the welcoming of summer. It's like considered the first day of summer. And it's the welcoming of life again, right? The sun is out, which means life can exist. You have to understand people have just been through a really harsh winter where likely not everything survived, crops, livestock, people. So this would be a very big celebration. And I think that's why fire celebrations were so popular, because fire represented heat, sun, life, you know? So let's talk about a few ways that you can celebrate Beltane. First, bonfires. The earliest mention of Beltane is in old Irish literature from Gaelic Ireland. And according to the early medieval texts, the Druids would make two fires and drive the cattle between them to protect them from disease. And people would jump fire to purify, cleanse, and bring fertility. And couples would leap together to pledge themselves to each other. Next, Beltane flowers. Flowers play a significant role in Beltane celebrations, and the blossoming of flowers is a sign of the arrival of summer, and they are believed to have magical properties. Yellow and white spring flowers invoking the sun, such as primrose, rowan, hawthorn, hazel, these are very traditionally used and placed in doorways and windows, similar to Walpurgis Knot. So you can kind of see when we talked about Walpurgis Knot on the 30th, how some people theorize that this was kind of related to Beltane. You can kind of see why, right? There's bonfires, there's merriment, there's drinking, there's hanging foliage on doors and windows. You can kind of see the connection. Next, celebrate the May Queen and the Green Man. Among the many rituals and traditions associated with the ancient Beltane festival, perhaps the most striking and evocative is the crowning of the May Queen and the selection of the Green Man. The May Queen is a symbol of spring and renewal and is chosen from among the maidens of the village. Adorned in flowers and ribbons, she leads the procession of dancers, singing and celebrating the return of warmth and growth to the land. Opposite the May Queen is the Green Man, a figure of fertility and abundance dressed in leaves and branches, symbolizing the vitality of nature. He represents the masculine energy of the earth and embodying the power of growth and regeneration. Together, the May Queen and the Green Man perform a dance of courtship, celebrating the union of the masculine and feminine energies of earth and the abundance and fertility that result from their harmonious interplay. Next, you can wear Beltane jewelry as a symbolic talisman. So we talked before about how you can do like peony seeds for protection. So you can wear jewelry to protect as a talisman. And there's a few different ways you can do that. You can do something that you put on your Beltane altar and wear that. I like the idea of putting seeds in like a little capsule necklace. That seems really, really sweet. So maypole dancing traditions, you can wash your face in the May Day morning dew, which again is supposed to kind of protect beauty, youthfulness, and purify. You can take your lover into the wilds for Beltane. So Beltane is a festival of sensuality, sex, and passion. And, you know, if you have privacy, it's a nice day. That's all I'm saying. You can fill your day with decadence and sensuality. So honey-glazed foods, ripe fruit, greens. Think of like abundance and lusciousness, and celebrate in any way that corresponds to you. Even if it's something as simple as like eating a bowl of strawberries, right? That's very luscious and gentle and sensual. All right, let's see what other ideas we have. This comes to us from 13moons.com. You can do an entire ritual. You can do it with a group, with friends. So you can cast a circle and you can do a Beltane blessing, kind of shunning away the dark days and welcoming in the light, the sun, the flower, goddesses that you either work with or that you relate to Beltane. And I think a offering of foliage and things like honey would be really, really nice, and like fresh fruits. And you can make a whole day out of it. It can be as expansive and as intricate and as detailed as you want or as simple as you like. And I think it's a really beautiful day. It's a really nice day to appreciate nature. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Sherry Taylor. Sherry, you spiffy celestial tiger cub. Midnight Lightning, you sparkling luminous moth. Lisa Lord, you fancy scrumptious pixie. And Imogene, you spiffy tenacious oracle. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And that's all I've got for you today. So don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources. Anything we reference today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Bye.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.